And they're all the same thing.
No, a skunk is different from than a civet cat. A civet cat is small with the stripe, white stripes down his back.
Yeah.
And he's more, he's got the awfulest scent. He's got a stronger scent than a skunk.
Uh-huh.
A skunk is larger.
Well, now that's interesting. I didn't know there was any difference.
Yeah, a skunk is larger.
Well, the civet cats and skunks live around in this region?
Yeah, plenty of them in the mountains here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Skunk and a civet cat, you know, you got it.
Well, now what about a skunk and a polecat? Are they the same
thing? Polecat and a civet cat's the same thing.
Oh, okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground? Do they live near the water?
Oh, it's a frog.
Yeah.
Good God, honey.
And what do you call the kind that lives on the land?
Toad frog.
And what about the kind that lives in the water?
A bullfrog.
Well, and what do you call a little tiny one that I think they live up in trees and they make
tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Wiggers, red worms, pink worms, slop worms.
Pretty well covers it. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it?
What? Oh, a lightning bug.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over the water sometimes?
Oh, dragonfly.
Have you ever heard those called anything besides a dragonfly?
No, I haven't.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say...
Dirt dauber.
What do you call nuts that grow under the ground?
What?
Nuts that grow under the ground.
Oh, well, goobers, peanuts.
Okay. Now, goobers and peanuts, the same thing?
Yes. And shufas.
Now, what are shufas?
That's a thing, it's called a ground almond, whatever you call them, you know. They make canned items.
Now, those are things that grow up... On
the
grass?
No, under the,
oh, they grow
under the ground. Mm-hmm. They're shufas, though. And artichokes, they go under the ground. They're not a nut, though.
But those aren't nuts. Well, now, what about pindas?
What?
Pindas, do they grow around here?
I reckon that's the same thing, ain't it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, pindas.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've heard people use that word, you know, but I know it's some kind of nut, but I don't know anything
mm-hmm.
else about it.
Mm-hmm. Do they
come
from someplace called pine trees or some kind of tree like that?
I couldn't
tell. No, pine nuts come off.
Wait.
We don't have.
I never heard of them growing around here.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't grow around here.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy
favors his father.
And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you'd say that the boy
takes after his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Somebody who's not a nurse?
Midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Calling a city slicker.
Okay. And if a country person comes into town, what might the city people call him?
Country hick.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Well, Negro.
Okay. And what do you call people whose skin is white?
White people.
Okay. If a white person got mad with a Negro, what might he call him?
Nigger.
Okay. And if a Negro got mad with a white person, what might he call him? You know any words that they might use?
Yeah. White trash.
Okay.
A lot of them. I wouldn't put that down.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard him say crack or redneck or
something
like that? And it'd all be about the same thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay.
I'm going to run spare that when you get there.
You're doing just fine, Mr. Hargett. I appreciate this. The